This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. This is going to be a three-story day. First, Santa Fe School Superintendent Veronica Garcia says the Public Education Secretary Krista Ruzkowski is retaliating against her and Santa Fe schools. Garcia says the PED is disparaging toward her district's grades because of her public support of a judge's decision that says the state is violating the rights of so-called at-risk kids. She has also been outspoken about the PED's decision to appeal that ruling. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Last week, Ruzkowski said that Santa Fe's school grades were the most concerning among the state's large districts and said that 56% of the schools in the district got either a D or an F grade. Garcia said that singling out a single district was an abuse of authority. Is Ruzkowski correct or is Garcia right? Well, she says that Ruzkowski should have highlighted the fact that Santa Fe is starting to show academic progress. Ruzkowski sent a note to the Albuquerque Journal saying, quote, "The leadership of Santa Fe Public Schools should be asking themselves why the Gadsden Independent School District, which has about the same number of students and schools and a higher percentage of students from low-income backgrounds, is earning better school grades than Santa Fe Public Schools," end quote. Garcia then said she believed Gadsden has more consistent funding from the PED and says Santa Fe gets sporadic funding. More after this. The issue of so-called democracy dollars will not be on the November ballot for Albuquerque. Under the democracy dollars idea, each citizen would get a $25 democracy dollar voucher they could give to any candidate, who could then turn them into the city clerk for money. County Commission said no to the idea being on the November ballot last month and came up with the same decision last week. Among other concerns, commissioners worried about how the coupons would be distributed, tracked, and used. Democracy dollars are dead for this election year, at least. Finally, former state Senate powerhouse Phil Griego is going to spend another year in prison. He's currently incarcerated in Los Lunas, where they have a unit for older prisoners. Griego is 70. He pleaded guilty this week to pocketing money from his campaign account, which is a real no-no. While he was given the additional year behind bars, he probably will serve half that if he gets a time reduction for good behavior. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The additional time for Griego will be tacked onto his current sentence, which ends later this year. He appeared in court in an orange prison jumpsuit. Hector Balderas' office wanted an additional year and a half, which is harsher than for non-political inmates. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.